I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shelter and food remain key concerns for survivors in Indonesia's mountainous regions weeks after the earthquake. Global Aid Network's Al Goff says,
what we've tried to do is really focus our attention in areas that are very difficult to reach, villages where people just can't get to.
The areas where they're sending medical teams are tricky for ministry, but
what we have generally found is that when you have gone that far out of your way to help, people do ask for the hope that is within you. And so we've told our people, be absolutely willing to share, to love, pray.
Next, Sat7 Pars, a Christian satellite television service to Persia, wants to expand their ministry to youth. Sat7's Sarah Afshari says what they're airing is not enough because many Persian youth are disillusioned. Sat7 wants to change this by presenting the gospel with more programming aimed towards youth.
Iran has a huge hostility against Christianity. The people do come to Christ, and when they realize what is the message, it is the message of eternity, and that is the spring living water, and that's why they take risk and they come to Christ.
And in Midland, Texas, more single-parent families can soon overcome the negative impacts of poverty and abuse. Buckner International recently announced a $600,000 expansion of its Midland Family Place. And by providing support and resources, Buckner Family Place brings opportunity to share the love of Christ to hurting families in the region. If you want to help support this ministry vision, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that'll help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better. Get your free copies at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.